Hello, audience. My name is Isaac Gutierrez, and we at Bardic Logs welcome you to
Kraken Sorrow.
In this episode, we have Darren Park weaving the wonderful story as the everly epic DM. For the party of three, starting with me, Isaac Gutierrez playing Bodor Ironlungs, an ex-fighter turned bard, Scottish Dragonborn, is here to yell at you very loudly. And following him into battle, Lysrel's Gavin, an ex-sorcerer turned fighter, a thrill-seeking tiefling who really can't wait to get his hands on some treasure. And finally, Sabrina Yarborough, a water genasi cleric of life, played by Kobe, not the beef, who plays a wonderfully kind and just generous cleric, the exact opposite of the rest of the party. And I welcome you to
Episode 4,
Divorce Paper Signed with Ink,
previously on Bardic Logs.
If he, like, literally doesn't know, I'm just gonna point to where the firebolt landed. Like, there's gotta be scorched earth.
It is scorched. It's still, there's ashes left from the guy that came in. And with that, he would look at the cloak that you shoved down his throat. Just like, property of James? Well, I should probably turn this to the barkeep.
Like, oh, are you talking to me? You want my help?
Yeah, we need to move some...
Here, what's my fucking name?
Baldwin.
Bagpipe guy. Taking the deepest breath. I'll accept Mr. Dragon. Whatever, just fuck off. He takes his halberd and gets ready to help.
You probably met Mommy last time, and Mommy's been very, very testy since she's been having us kids. I mean, it's the first time in a couple of centuries, and with that, water level start dropping in the entire lake as this gargantuan monstrosity of a kraken starts rising up behind the kraken spawn. And they don't even sacrifice to me anymore. They just burn the people by their little party.
Really?
Am I not pretty enough? Should I just start eating them again?
Okay, first off, you are stunning. Honestly, the moment you came out of the water, I was shocked. I was like, Jesus, Paylord Chrysler. You know, like, not lying by any extent, just not saying why.
You echoes off of the mountains, and Aiden freezes in his stead. He's turning around to start. Why exactly do I hear stories of you running away from a playdate? And she picks him up, putting him down right in front of the dragon's horn. Do you think Lilith is some piece of meat for you to play with?
Wow. Okay, so at this point, Bedore's had enough of this. He's gotten her to not kill them. He's going to go start walking. Leave Aiden. Fuck that guy. He's going to start walking his way back towards the volcano. Because whether or not there's shit in the volcano to get, or there's just back to the main road, Bedore's had enough of this bullshit.
Yeah.
This group just follows like a little dog. He's like, hey,
he's good. Sabrina's gonna start walking with him, and like she's gonna just yell out like over her shoulder, just kill him, and because she's still kind of pissed that he killed that guy.
As you're running away, you just hear a very loud ripping sound, and Lilith crying, "Mom, he was my favorite toy."
God, I love the Kraken. She's my favorite bitch out of this whole thing.
But I would as well think about that. In any case, are you heading towards the mountain? Are you heading to the volcano? Are you heading back to town?
Well, I mean, what do you guys want to do? Because, so if we look at the facts of it, we technically already completed the mission because we know where the tremors are. It's that big-ass bitch. She's like...
Why head back to town and be like, hey guys, God's coming, we'll see you later.
Yeah, right, like just end it by being like, you know what, fuck you guys, your sacrifices, your stupid-ass town. So if that's what we're gonna do, and this entire island's obviously kind of wacko, you wanna just start stealing? Because honestly...
I really want down to steal, but...
Sorry, looting.
I think, knowing that we kind of stole the treasure, she's... So, okay, Griff, remind me, is... What was the condition that... would allow Sabrina to heal the terminally ill people?
I punched a god in the face.
A god.
We'll just lie and say I punched the Kraken in the
face. You would need evidence. You
like comes back and is like...
I'm gonna go back to the Kraken and say, excuse me, ma'am.
What our friend, right? And she said that she's gonna show up. We said that she's gonna show up and, like, say that she wants the sacrifices and she's the source of the tremors.
Oh, and I can be like, yeah, and I punched that in the face very quietly so she doesn't hear.
We can just do, like, the sign of, like, nodding our heads as Bodor says that, and hopefully the Kraken will, like, get the message.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you're still gonna have the issue of the Kraken. Oh, let's leave it. Let's play it.
Awesome. So in that case, so look at the map. So we're right by the volcano. So I like to imagine pulling out the little map that he stole from the tavern, because he definitely stole a map from the tavern. He didn't really like James. He was a shithead of a dragon. So here's the thing. Look at this map. We're right at the foot of the mountain. We have a building to our left, a massive one to our right, and then a whole little village of things. Now, I'm not saying we steal. What I say is that if we happen to find any other people who are wanting to sacrifice people, maybe morally ambiguous, I'm just saying we maybe, I don't know, lighten their load a little bit. Or we can go to the volcano. There's other areas and landmarks you can hit up on our way back. It's a 2-day journey.
Much as I love fire, I like loot.
Y'all can take whatever you want, but if someone says that we can't take something, then we don't take it. Deal?
Bodor, like, looks to, like, Lysferos. Lysferos, I'm gonna make a roll real quick to see, a performance roll, see if he can, like, get this across with his facial expression. Oh, no. Okay, so what I meant to get across my facial expression is like, sure, we'll say yes, but we're not gonna actually do it, right? Instead, what comes across is we should probably say yes.
Church is just like, oh, yeah, we'll do it. And I imagine he just kind of like...
crosses his fingers.
Whispers and it's like,
yeah. Yeah, Bodor has his fingers crossed behind his back. Like, yeah, of course we will. We won't. If anyone says that they do not want us to steal, we will not take it.
Okay, alright. She ain't even got an inside check. She just believes it.
Yeah, Sabrina's very gullible for anything that's not a fire genasi.
Very trusty. I like her.
and then she'll just start walking back after you all shake hands.
Alright, in that case, then Darren, what we'll do is that we're going to start making our way back to port in order to just fuck off from this town, island. But we're just going to hit up a few of those monuments for the next few days.
It's fine. You're going to be hitting up some of those monuments. So you would basically be getting some gold from them. Since at the foot of the monument, there's no one to stop you from looting. And there's a lot of gold actually on offer.
I was going to say... offerings, right? And then we look back and forth like, well, no one's here to say no. And so, how much gold do me and Lysferos get?
I would say, if you're gonna hit up there's the two smaller statues.
Oh, yeah, that massive one.
The massive one, which you would have to go across the port for. If you, the first two small ones, you'd probably get maybe 100 gold apiece. Hit 150. And as you are getting towards the town, you would see that the entire ocean where the ship was is boiling, with the Kraken sort of looming over the town. All right, who do I need to speak to? Where's my sacrifices?
Okay, all right, so two things. One, I put 175 gold in my inventory. Lysferos, feel free to put the other 175 for yourself. Then, while this Karen is going on a little trip, we're just gonna walk up to the dock and ignore everyone else. I look at James, as I assume he's like on his way out. I said, I punched that. And I walk up to the Kraken and I say, excuse me, ma'am, hello, it's us. Nice to see you again.
She looks down and is like, where's my sucker? Oh, hello, you were the friendly one.
Yes. All right, would you mind putting us on a ship and sending us, like, just pick us up? Put us on a ship so we can get it ready and send us on our way, and you can go fuck over these people.
You see, she's contemplating, like, she shrugs. It doesn't seem like I'm getting the sacrifice anyway. Apparently, they were mysteriously hidden on the ship again, and the ship, as you can see, has disappeared.
There's
no more ship. She picks up all three of you in one tentacle and deposits you on the other island with the statue of a kraken. You just go sit by my statue from when I was younger. The statue being almost as tall as she is now.
Huh.
Hold on a second.
Are we just going to be, like, safely on this island while we watch her massacre an island full of people?
So, this kraken looks over at the city. Like, oh, it's fine. Keep your sacrifices. Lilith comes scurrying out of the water behind her mother. She starts slamming tentacles, destroying houses. I've got a great idea. And you see this kraken just disappears. Before, instead of the tremors that you felt before, it feels like the entire island is suddenly heating up quite a bit. And you see from the main volcano that has been active semis this time, just explodes. Lava boiling out everywhere. It's not stopping, it's going down the volcano over the town that you came back from a few days ago. It's running straight down. The other volcano you see starts smoking as if it's preparing for an eruption. There's a puff of dark smoke, and you see the kraken resurfaces close to you. It's been some time. That one's gonna take a little while. You don't think anyone noticed that, do you? He's like, Lilith, you think anyone saw my little oopsie?
I don't think they'll notice, ma'am.
No, Mom, I don't think anyone noticed. They're too busy screaming. Oh, look out. It's a little bit of lava. You see Lilith dips her tentacles into the lava. Oh, that tickles.
Vidoris' jaw dropped. She's like, well, shit.
With that, you would notice that Captain Black is just hiding behind the statue of the Kraken, basically.
I'm like,
park there's
get up and grab him.
Gina wants to attack it so bad.
We have to go now.
The source is like, okay, Sabrina, let's think logically now.
We cannot take on both a Kraken spawn and a Kraken. We will die. Let us go.
As you say this, you notice hundreds of Kraken spawn popping up around Lilith and her mother. These are a lot smaller than Lilith is. Lilith was about 15, 20 feet. These are maybe about 5, 10 feet. They look like they're freshly born, basically. And with...
She's just like, oh.
With Lilith at the front, she's just like...
Bador's just running on the ship.
So, with this, one of the smaller Kraken's one turns around. She sees a gigantic octopus who's swimming in a group of octopi. She's like, Mommy, the bitch is here. Captain Black doing this, you'd be like, whoop, that's my cue. Time to go.
Yep, we're gone. Captain Black, fuck your kid. Let's go. I'm grabbing him, dragging him on the ship. Let's go. Everyone's made mistakes here today, not us. Our mistake will not be staying here.
Alice is screaming, being dragged away. She's like, oh, they're gonna kill mommy. And you see with that, the octopi are trying to swim away. The Kraken starts chasing them. And with that, as they reach the next island, the X shows up. He bursts out of the ground. You just see basically a family feud, but I fucked her first, but you were mine. And you just see the gigantic Kraken just slap the shit out of him.
Jesus Christ.
Like, go Kraken, go, you do it!
Like, while the ship is like going off, Bador is just sitting there like looking at Sabrina, looking at Lysros, who's like cheering him up, looking at that. Then looks back at Sabrina and says, this is not what I signed up for when we became adventurers.
Captain Black is just sort of looking. He's just like, she was such a good octopus. Oh, well, on to the next one. I hear there's some very nice octopi in the Western Seas.
Sir, you really make me disgusted. Drop me off back home.
We take control of this boat.
How many crew members are on this boat, Darren?
There is... 5 crew members, and the rest of the people were just volunteers. They were actually going back to the island, and then there's some that would have gone back with them to the mainland again.
I'm gonna look at him. I'm gonna be like, we all want to go back to the main island, right? Instead of following this horny fuck more octopuses in the northern seas?
Yeah, I've had my fill of sea creatures for today.
Like, I've seen enough hentai to know where that's going.
Okay, so I'm assuming that Bodor has got a plan for the captain.
I'm gonna mutiny his crew, and I'm gonna let him and his daughter live happily, fucking octopuses. In the ocean.
As you toss them overboard, Alice starts swimming away, but you see the sun of the firebog and the dolphin, the octopus. It comes out looking humanoid, dolphinish, and it seems very happy. Of course, starts tearing Captain Black to pieces. The crew is just sailing off, not even into the sunset as usual during the event, but into the sunrise.
I feel so bad for that little girl. She was just a little...
Alice is getting away. It's just Captain Black that's being eaten.
No, I'm just talking about, like, her mom died and her dad got torn apart. She's a little freak in nature.
I'm gonna keep Alice. She's gonna be like my Steve. She's gonna be a recurring character. I'm gonna need to get art drawn up for her.
Wonderful, wonderful. Awesome, we'll be on a ship now. Let's go home.
Guys, and we did it.
And that would be the strangest ending to a campaign that I've ever heard of.
Bodor, when we get there, turns this ship into a fishing ship and just sends the crew. He gets, like, every now and then he gets funds, like gold sent to him from his, like, fishing company he started.
Fuck it, fine.
Hell yeah!
I can just imagine.
Okay.
And Sabrina staying on the ship, healing seasickness, just living her best eating life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. For like a good few months, as I gotta say, I think, I don't know about you guys, as I imagine we make port, and like, he's like thinking about whether or not he should just sail the ship, make something of it. We need a little vacation after all that, don't we?
I agree.
Let's take a month off, and we make a fishing company before we head back to adventure and pissing off Lavender Storm.
Okay.
I have to say, at the end, Lucero's finally got to see his soap opera.
Yeah.
How are you feeling during this epilogue, Sabrina?
I'm kind of, like, traumatized, honestly. There's a lot of death that Sabrina's not okay with.
You saved a lot of lives. All of the patients on the boat are still on the boat.
And they were healed.
It's super cheap about them. That was, like, her primary goal.
She didn't want it at the cost of an island, but you know.
She achieved a primary goal. Any secondary lives were an afterthought. Otherwise, they would have been primary.
Yeah. And what?
I mean, after all, like, that village did like sacrifice people, so technically they're bad, but.
Well,
I don't know if the whole town needed to die.
Well, Bodor is like, you know, shoving drinks and ale down your throat to help you ease your pain. He's like, think of it like this. Either everybody, including those on the ship, died, or we get away with at least that much, because in general, I don't know if you noticed, for that Karen of a Kraken, she's gonna lose her shit either way.
She was. I rolled a d6 for how many times that you would meet her without her just going batshit crazy.
She was clearly stressed. She had hundreds of babies. Her love life was in shambles. That island was fucking lost cause. Maybe we should have taken one or two innocent people. I'll admit that. But the thing is, how would we have convinced her to let them come with us, right? She barely let us go off and get on an island.
Yeah, you didn't have a boat or anything to get anyone off extra.
Exactly. So Bodor is just like drinking, trying to help. Like he's trying to therapy you, much like he did with the Kraken.
I can just imagine. The crew just saying, can see you're definitely a great bard. Definitely. You need to write a song about this on your bagpipes.
You're right. I'm going to roll a performance check, and without anything else, we're just going to see how good this song is. What is my performance? Not enough. That's an 8. So it's not that good.
You know what, I'm gonna say you can re-roll it. Advantage, because by the amount of alcohol that you're throwing into these people's throats, they're not gonna notice the first thing that you say.
I like to imagine it comes out weird, and like to at first he's trying to stop the dancing with the clinking of the armor, but then after he gets it, it becomes like that metronome and he catches his rhythm, and with a 19 he's able to make it a pretty decent song.
He makes a new, not even, you know what, I'm gonna go ahead and say he makes an epic little song. He just going, being merry, suddenly being an expert at playing his bagpipes, making up this fantastic tune, and Sabrina just not even knowing, just by this point being totally inebriated.
Now that's a good place to the end. Therapy.
Yeah, that's a good place to end this very, very weird.
And if you like that video and like to see more content, please drop a like and subscribe to Wolfer28, or give us a follow and a rating on both Spotify and iTunes as Bardic Logs. Thank you very much, and we hope to see you next time.